Hello. So we are going to be learning today, starting from the bottom of Daf Ches, the fourth column of Daf Ches, going through Daf Ches and ending at the end of the first column on Daf Yud. Of this is all of Likutei Torah VaYikra, and we are going to be learning two Maimarim. Both of the Maimarim are linked. They're part of the same conversation, but they have two separate Divrei Maskils. And the first one is Lahavin Inyi Mesameya Chasin Mekalo Mesameya Chasin Imhakalo. So the Rebbe is going to try to analyze the relationship between Chasin and Kala, and he gives us a few reference points. He says that the quintessential Chasin and Kala are Yaakov and Rachel. Rachel is Knesset Yisrael, and Rachel is Malchus of Atzilus as it's Neslabish in Biyah. Why? Because the word Rachel can mean lamb, and a very commonly referenced pasuk in Chassidus is that Rachel is like the lamb that is silent before the shearer. That the lamb, as it's before it gets sheared, is in a state of shock and a state of silence, and it's a reference to the fact that the process of creation is that you're taking a divine energy that by its nature wants to be connected to the Eibishter, and you're forcing that divine energy to serve as a creative entity, and in doing so, that divine energy needs to hide the Eibishter or to be silent. It needs to hide the Elokus. The Chasin, the Yaakov, is the other side of that, and that's the Hamshachas Arinseif. It's the revelation that Yaakov, that the Chasin reveals to the Kala, reveals to Rachel, and that the yichud of the two of them is the hamshacha seviv mamala. Right? In other words, the goal of the Chasin and Kala, the goal of the Rachel and Yaakov is that Yaakov should allow Rachel to be able to reveal the source that she came from, right? The elokus that she by her nature genuinely wants to connect to, but by her position is forced not to. And Yaakov is trying to help her navigate this, right? Or in the words of Kabbalah, Yichud Seivu Mamala. Now, what gives Yaakov the ability to accomplish this? So the word Yaakov is the same letters as the word Yivaka or Yivaka, as in the pasuk Yivaka Tzurim B'Midbar, that he breaks rocks in the desert, or Az Yivaka Kishachar Erech, as the dawn breaks. Now the idea of Yaakov is the idea of breaking, and the pasuk that we mentioned before that proves this is the Az Yibaka Keshachar Erech, that then the dawn breaks, and so the Alter Rebbe explains that dawn breaking is about the light pushing away the darkness, that the design of creation is one of darkness, and the revelation that's required to break that darkness is a revelation of Arein Seif, not as its mamala and not even as its seviv, right? But higher than both. And at this level, God Himself can. The pasuk reads, "Az yibaka kishachar erech va'aruchascha mehera sitmach." That then your light shall break forth as the dawn, and your healing will quickly sprout. So, and Alter Rebbe is going to analyze this. So he says that aruchascha, right? Your healing is a reference to arech. That Arech is drawn down into Malchus, and Arech has the ability to be mispashet and to express itself without limit and without end. And so the pasuk is telling us, when by using this word healing, Aruchascha, the pasuk is telling us that the revelation that's being described in the pasuk is going to be one which is able to spread everywhere. And it continues with these hints by saying Mehira Sitzmach, that it will quickly sprout, and the word sprout, this reference to vegetation, is not coincidental. The whole idea of plant growth, says Alter Rebbe, is a yeshmain. that you that a seed is planted, and the seed that is planted is unrecognizable by the time a plant comes out, right? The seed, the nature is that the seed rots. And so the thing that's produced is oftentimes cited in Chassidus as one of the quintessential examples of a Gila Yesh Ma'ayin, in that we watch something come from nothing. And so in a similar sense, the Yabaka, the dawn breaking, the light breaking, plants this reality for us that when a Yabaka occurs, we are offered the perception that there's something bigger. We are offered the perception that there is an Eibishter, and we're offered the awareness that there's a yichud seivu mamala, meaning that there's that we have the ability to see God in our reality without that reality losing its own substance. And so another pasuk that relates to this and that continues to illustrate this is the pasuk of Zayreya Tzedakas Masmiach Yeshuas, that he plants righteousness and he grows salvation. So Zereya Tzedakah is this idea of Yaakov, is the idea of Bekiah, is the idea of a revelation of Aryan Seif that comes Momayel Lamata. And Tzedakah is Malchus, right? So it's what the Pasuk is saying is that Matzmiach Zereya Tzedakah, he plants within Malchus this revelation, and through this Matzmiach Yeshuas, the product that is seen is that the revelation becomes perceivable. that material reality, that our world begins to have an understanding and an appreciation of this of our insight. And that all happens through the Zeriyah Tzedakah. Now, the obstacle that prevents this from happening, or the tool that's required to allow this to happen, is simcha, because the simcha of Ye'er Havaya Panav, as we say the famous Maamar Chazal, that Rabbi Avohu, when he found a new Tosefta that aligned with his opinion, his face lit up and his face glowed, right? That joy has the ability to enlighten. Joy has the ability to provide light. Now, what does this mean in our context? So we said that Yaakov is the bridge, right? Yaakov is the means by which the Aryan Seif is revealed down here. But what is the tool that allows Yaakov to function? That is Shashu'e Melech Batzmosai. There's a Tainug that runs through all of creation, that God takes pleasure in the fact that creation is doing what it's doing, because God is there's an essential pleasure of that fuels God's creation that is based upon his pleasure of being himself. And that pleasure, that tainug, which is translating into simcha, is what allows Yaakov to accomplish this bekiah, right? That this pleasure is what inspires the bekiah, and this is why we say, coming back to the wedding motif that we began the mimer with, this is why we say saaf tisamach reyim ha'huvin. What are we referencing? What we're saying is that the simcha that we're trying to elicit is going to cause a bekia, is going to cause this breaking, is going to reveal to us the reality of the yichud of Seivu Mamala, and it's going to be helped along by the Shashui HaMelech, by the pleasures of the king, by the Tainug, that is the Simcha. And what we say at the wedding, when we pray, when we hope that there's going to be this simcha, is we're saying that it will be the same way it was mikedem. Now, how was it mikedem? Mikedem means from before. When what we're saying at the wedding is that may the joy here be similar to or be mirror the joy from before. So what was the joy of before? The joy of before was that the Eibishter revealed himself without Nesrus L'Sata, the Kichavitz Chesedhu, that God revealed himself into our to us, God revealed himself to the universe, to creation, without needing an opening from creation. And we're asking that God provide us with the same revelation now, and that this should happen, and that the means of this happening is Simcha. Now, the motif for this is a pasuk that says kechasen yichahin pe'er, that a groom, a chasen, is like a kohen. What does that mean? What is the connection between a chasen and a kohen? Because the birchas kohanim is an esrusad leila without an esrusad lasata. It's a revelation from God that doesn't require anything from us. And this is why the kohanim say yisa avaya panav elecha, that they're saying that may God raise you up without you, meaning without Knesset Yisrael needing to do anything. And so too, the chasen is orchestrating, this bekia is orchestrating this revelation without needing the mata, without needing the creation to do anything. And this hamshacha, and this bekia happens through Yaakov, that in the Zman HaGalus, the relationship is Mesameya chasen vikala, and there's the vav between them, and the vav is hamshacha. That in the Zman HaGalus, the relationship between chasen and kala is one of them, the chasen needing to inspire the kala. But what we then say is meheri yishama ba'ari Yehuda, that there's a prayer for the future, right, which is the times of Mashiach. That in the times of Mashiach we'll have eshes chayel ateras baila, that the wife is going to be the crown of her husband, meaning that she is going to reveal how her source is in fact higher than her husband. And this is our bakasha, this is our request at the chuppah, that we say that there should be, with the Mashiach should come, and that we should understand how the creation is in fact the ultimate goal of creation, and that we should understand the equality of creation, meaning that instead of seeing it as there being a giloy to something that is in a state of helem, we should see it like a circle, that the Alter Rebbe explains that the nature of a circle is that there is no top or bottom of a circle. The circle is all equal. And similarly, the simcha of the chasen nekala should be this state of equality, meaning there shouldn't be a milo mata in the ultimate order of the world. It shouldn't be a milo mata between a chasen and kala. They should be on this equal footing where they both have an identical level of giloy of elokos. And this is our bakasha under the chuppah that we are requesting and we're davening that we should reach this place. And with this, we end the first mimer. This is the mimer L'Havin Inyan Mesameach Chasen V'Kala. And now we're going to begin mimer Beis, which is V'Haya Ar HaLavana Ka'ar HaChama V'Ar HaChama Yiyah Shevasayim Ka'ar Shivas HaYamin. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya, which says that the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be seven times like the light of the 7 days of creation. Now, these 7 days, so we know that this is a famous Maimar Chazal, it's a Medrash, which explains that when the Eibishter made the world, he made the world with a certain light, and that light got hidden and was hidden away in Gan Eden and saved for the times of Mashiach, And that light is what's being referenced to in this pasuk. Now, the Kabbalistic interpretation is that the 7 days of Bereshis are a reflection of the Midas, the Zayin Tachtonim, of Atik. The light of these Midas, right, the light of the Shiva Sayamim, is the Giloy of Chabad of Atik, of the first three spheres of Atik. Which, right, because we know that Chachma is usually referred to as light. And this light is essentially higher than the days themselves. So we have the Shivas Yamim, which is the Zayin Tachtenim, is the Midas, and then we have the light of those Shivas Yamim, which is the Gimel Rishenis, which is Chabad of Atik. So to explore this concept, the Alter Rebbe is going to turn back to the brachas back to the Shavu brachas, and he's going to discuss the bracha of Meher Yishama. Now, when we say Meher Yishama, what we're saying is that I hope in the future to hear something, which means that currently that's not this way. And what it says is that we want to hear the kol sasan v'kol simcha, kol chasan v'kol kala. And what is explained is that right now the kol kala cannot be heard. And we're saying Meher Yishama, may I hear this, because right now the kala is in a state of concealment, right? Like is in a state of the Rachel mentioned in the previous mimer, and we are, our bakasha is that I should get to hear that, that I should get to hear that voice. And what that means is that there's the structure of creation right now is that the Gilui Aryan Seif does not make it into Bia. It stops at Malchus, even within Malchus, it stopped. And our bakasha is that we should get to understand that Malchus and beyond, Malchus of Atzilus and beyond, should begin to perceive this Gilui of Aryan Seif. And right, although right now it's not in that state. That right now those worlds are governed by silence, like the Chashmal, which is the Malach, one of the Malachim of those worlds, which is defined by silence. And like we see about the Malachim, that we say HaMalachim Akdishim Aritzim Ba'Emrim Baruch by the Shemim Kaimai. In other words, the nature of creation right now is such that the Gilui does not naturally occur. But Yaakov is Yaakov is Melashen Yivaka, that Yaakov breaks, that Yaakov provides revelation. And the Alter Rebbe goes through a series of other terms for Yaakov. He says that it's a Hashemesh. He says that it's the Chasan, but in each point is the same, that the nature of these entities is that their function is to break and through the breaking to bring about a revelation. And this is why, as Alter Rebbe will explain further, that we say Kol Mitzalis Chasan Mechupasam. And this time we reference a group of chasanim, even though before that everything was in the singular, because what we're referencing is that there's a parsa, that there's a blockage that occurs at every level of creation, and that we are, our bakasha, our prayer at the chuppah is that Meheri Yishama, may we soon see how at every level of creation the real reality is that there's Aryan Seif. The real reality is the Aryan Seif, not the dynamics of creation. And the Kala is currently in a state of the Kala is Melashen Kol Sanapshi, because the Kala is currently in a state of shocked silence of the Gilui Elokus of Aryan Seif, the Gilui HaSeif being inherently contradictory to the Kala, to the reality of the Kala, to the reality of creation. And again, this is our bakasha. Because when Mashiach comes, there is going to be a gilut or a seviv within Mamala, and at that point we are going to hear the Kol Kala, which is a hamshacha and a gilui. And now the fact that we say Kol Chasan v'Kol Kala is a reference to the fact that even the Kol Chasan in the current template is not revealed, because even the Kol Chasan, meaning even the gilui or Ein Seif, has a limit in that it's not revealed to creation. And our bakasha at the chuppah is that we should get to see this gilui at every level. And this is why we say that at the chuppah we are going to see a gilui of both. We will hear kol mitzalas chasanim v'chupasim, these two chasanim, because we're going to hear both perspectives. We're going to hear we're going to hear every perspective. We're going to see how at every level there's a gilui elokos. Now the Alter Rebbe is going to continue analyzing this bracha that we say at the chuppah. So the next part of the bracha says unarim imishta neginasam. Now once again we find this plural where there's two narim, and the Alter Rebbe says that this is a reference to the two people who are referred to as nar in Tanakh, which is Yosef and Yeshua. Now Yosef is referred to as a nar in his relationship with Bilha and Zilpah, with the Bnei Bilha and the Bnei Zilpah. The Bnei Bilha in Kabbalistically are Netzach and Hod of Adam Elyon, which is in the body would be the thighs, would be the legs. In other words, the external or more insignificant parts of it, parts of the body. So the Bnei Bilha are and Bnei Zilpah are inherently less. They're not linked to the more significant parts of the of Atzilus. However, what we find by Usher, what it says of a table b'shem and ragle, that he washes his feet in oil. And so the in other words, his feet, meaning his essential identity, which is one of kind of the periphery of Elokos, the Netzach and Hod of Atzilus, is tabling in Shemen, which is Chachma. And so we find that the Bnei Bil and Bnei Zilpah do have this relationship with Chachma of Atzilus, that is inherent to them, as we find that the Gemara says that the it says that Yaev went to look for a smart woman from the city of Tekoa, and the Gemara explains that why did he look in the city of Tekoa? Because the city of Tekoa was a city that in Usher, which produced oil, and that oil has the nature of producing intelligence. And coming back to our mimer, this means that that when we say that Usher is tabling his feet in oil, we're saying that the Bnei Usher are, that despite the fact that they are Netzach and Hod, they have a inherent relationship with Chachma. Now, Yosef is referred to as a Nar in that context, in the context of his relationship with Bnei Bilha. And this is a reference to the fact that this state of Nar while it's Zah and it's Nahi of Zah, it is also receiving from the Aryan Seif Shabazah. The second Nar we mentioned before was Yeshua ben Nun. And this, if Yosef is Yisayid of Atzilus, Yeshua ben Nun is corresponds to Matat, and this is Matat of Olam HaBriya Yetzira. Matat is the Malach who controls the world of Briya and Yetzira. And so here are these two Narim, these two Yosef and Yeshua, which is the Yesod of Atzilus and Bria Yetzirah. And what we're saying in this under the chuppah is v'narim mimishta neginasam. That la'asid lavai, we are hoping, we're asking that we also experience the and appreciate these na'arim, these children, meaning that through simcha, that we mentioned before, through this simcha, we're going to begin the process of meheri yeshama. We're going to begin the process of this appreciation. Now, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain more in depth the contrast between the kol masalas chasanim chupasam and the narim mimishta niginasam. So the chupasam is makif of bina, which in Avodas Hashem is a hispainenus of the Eibishter himself, or the greatness of the Eibishter himself. And the Alter Rebbe in the parentheses provides several varieties of this hispainenus. He says either that you are thinking about that the hispainenus causes a level of love that gives you a sense of makif, right? That it consumes you in a sense, in a way of makif, because bina is called makifim. So either it is that you're being mispainin in the godless of Aryan Seif in a way that causes a reaction of makif, or that the hispaininess itself is one of Seif Kol Amin, is one of makif. So it's either that the hispaininess causes makif, or that the hispaininess itself is makif. But either way, the point is that the chasan is through this hispaininess, he is achieving a sense of simcha, and he's producing a reaction which is bringing him to a state of chuppa. And this is why we say kol mitzales chasanim chupasan, that the mitzales chasanim, that the joy of the chasan, is what produces the chuppa. That the chasan reaches this appreciation of seiviv itself. In Avodas Hashem, this is being mispainin. That through being mispainin in seiviv kol haman, we produce a simcha, we produce a joy, and this joy gives us this sense of makif, which and this awareness of seiviv. Now, we then mention the Beis Na'arim, the two young men, which is Yosef and Yeshua, and what we say about them is v'narim mimishta niginasam, that these children have a feast of song, the mimishta niginasam, and we know that nigina, this niginasam, this song is shira, and what it's a reference to is that the na'arim need the negina to be able to produce the joy, right? They rely on this negina, and the Alter Rebbe explains that what this means in Avodas Hashem is a love of God that is predicated upon and requires a shir that requires negina, that requires an inspiration that cannot come from his bainanos. Masha'enkin, the chasanim that are defined by the hispainus that they experience. And so the Alter Rebbe produces two levels. There's the chasam, who's able to experience this simcha simply through hispainus, and there's the na'arim that need the negina, that are on this lower level, that are on the more instead of the intellectual, that are on the emotive level, And what he, the author explains that this is the notion of meichen de katnos, that they are that they're at an intellectually lower level, that they need this that they need this negina. And Kabbalistically, this is a reference to Malchus, and to a revelation occurring in Malchus. That the experience of this being, that a person is mispainen, that a person understands and comprehends what he is thinking about, but it's only b'chitzenius aleif. It does not have an internal response. It does not have a pnimius response. And we find that the word nar is always has to do with a lower level of a relationship with God, as we say. But the chesed nu'urayich is the chesed nu'urayich, the kindness of my youth, causes me to lechtech acharei b'midbar, to chase after you in the desert. Says the Alter Rebbe that this is a skapia, this is not a tampa. In other words, the nature of this lower level of service is that it's difficult to understand the synergy of all of creation, and so it requires, even in its practical avoda, an avoda of iskafya. And so from all of this we can understand that this level of na'arim requires tremendous effort through the process of the mishta, through the party, and through the neginasam. The nar is able to produce this simcha. Masha'enkein, the chasanim connect at a more intimate level, at a more panemius alev level, and that this automatically brings the chasanim to an understanding of the unity of Seivu Mamala. So we know about Na'arim Pnei Zakenim Yabinu, that the children will whiten the faces of their elders. And Zakin is Ezu Zakin Shekana Chachma. That the definition of Zakin is that he has acquired Chachma, which acquiring Chachma means drawing Chachma Mehelam Alegile from its source. And the source of Chachma is Dikna de Arech, is the beard. Meaning that the creation of Chachma comes through the process, comes from the level of Dikna, and the hairs of the beard have their source from Meichen Stuma, from Chachma of Keser. For this reason, they only extend so far. They're only expressed so far as the Zayin Tach. They only express the Zayin Tachtenim de Meichen Stuma, the lower the emotive qualities of Meichen Stuma. Al Derech, the hair of a person, which the hair of a person is called the Tzaymeach of man. It's the lowest. One of the lower levels of our body, in that it does not have the same level of vitality as the rest of our body, but nevertheless, the zaken, right, the zakenim, are those who are able to draw out chachma, asheinkin, the na'arim, that are obviously by their nature far below the zaken. When Mashiach comes, the and everyone is listed up, we say the na'arim pnei zakenim yalbinu, that the na'arim will reach to a level that is higher than the source at which chachma is acquired. Now, to explain this, we cite a pasuk that says that when Mashiach comes, hanar ben meyashana yamos, that the child will at 100 years die. Now, what that means is that the nar, that the state of nar, that the state of childishness, will be elevated to the point that it can be described as being 100 years old, which is higher than Zakin, which we know from in Pirkei Avos. It says that Zakin is somebody who is 70 years old. So we find that the Nar, despite retaining the quality of childlike quality, the Nar retains his identity and is still from reaches a higher level, 100, as opposed to the Zakin 70. Because the Zakin interacts, coming back to what we said before, the Zakin draws down from the Zayin Tachtenim to Keser, Mashenkin, the Ben Meyashana, the 100-year-old Nar, is able to reach all 10 spheres, including the Gimel Rishenis. And at that moment, right, when Mashiach comes, the Nar is going to reach higher than and he's going to attain a higher state than the Zakin, and in that sense will be able to be at this 100 years while still retaining the level of Nar. Now the Alter Rebbe explains this through the phrase Kana Chachma Kana Bina. And the Alter Rebbe goes through a series of gematrias. The word kana has the gematria of 155. Kana, right, the two times kana chachma kana bina, is the gematria of 310, which is the gematria of yesh. And yesh is half, all right, 310 is half of 620, which is the letters in the words keser. So the right, so kana chachma kana bina brings you to half of keser. Now we know that the keser of each sphira is equal to the entire sphira, and so what we're saying is that the source of chachma bina, which is the kana chachma kana bina, is bigamatria to the half of keser and to the lower half of keser, and what is going to happen when Mashiach comes is that there is going to be that the nar is going to be lifted up to the point that he reaches the level of ben meya, meaning he's going to grasp all 10 spheres. He's going to grasp Keser Shebe Keser, and he's going to unite the lower half of Keser, the bottom Yesh, the bottom 310, to the higher half of Keser, which is the from the Gimel Rishenis. Now these two halves, the Alter Rebbe is going to make a little bit more practical, so to speak, by explaining that that Keser is a mamutza. Keser is an intermediary between the Eibishter and his creation, or between the emanator and his emanations. Now, in this role, Keser wears two hats, so to speak. Keser has a dual function. On the one hand, Keser is the bottom, the lowest natan. That Keser is the bottom of emanation. On the other hand, Keser is the top of Keser is the bottom of the emanator, and on the other hand, Keser is the top of the emanation. So the bringing it back to the question of the Nar, the Alter Rebbe explains that this is the two Na'arim that we said that we had before, that the Nar of Yosef is that Yosef will rise up to be Yosef of Atik, and ultimately can be the Yosef of Ak, and this is the Ar Halavana. This is the meaning of the Ar Halavana, the Ar Hachama. That the Chama and the Lavana are these two Na'arim. That it says Yeshua has Kipnei Lavana. And that Yosef is associated with the sun, and so in the natural order of things, Yosef is higher than Yeshua, but when Mashiach comes, that Malchus is going to rise up to the point that it's going to to be its own source. Mashen Kane nowadays, whether that the moon is simply acts as a reflector, but when Mashiach comes, the moon is going to function is going to function as its own light. That it's going to rise. That the moon is going to rise up to Arachama, and that Arachama, that the Yisayid Zah is going to rise up to Yisayid Atik, and ultimately to Yisayid Ak, until the point that it can be a 70 times like the Ar Shivas Yamim, because during Shivas Yamim, as we explained at the beginning of the Maamar, during Shivas Yamim of Shivas Yamei Bereishis, the Gimri Shainis, the Atik, were revealed. And that was subsequently hidden. And when Mashiach comes, the Yisayid Zah is going to be lifted up until it reaches to that state before. And the Alter Rebbe ends off that there's two pirushim in this pasuk. One is that the Ar Lavana of Mashiach will be like the Ar of Ar Hachama of today, or that the Arachama will, or the Aralavana will actually be like the Arachama of Mashiach. That both of them will be in this perfect state, this perfect reality of reflecting the perfect Yichud of Seviv and Mamala.